Manitoba, power to soccer. Bringing you all the best news from Lusaka, our subway, Living Stone, from Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
15,000 new cancer cases are reported in Zambia every year. Harry Kalawa brings opposition disunity on PF dominance. In international news, Ghanaian food doesn't remind area U.S. military deployment confirmed. In international football news, Moroccan Football Federation to appeal cup sanctions imposed after AFCON final. A fast and reliable news every day, my name is Solange Mulenga. Ministry of Health says 15,000 new cancer cases are recorded in Zambia every year, with about 9,000 patients dying annually, representing a mortality rate of nearly 60%. Minister of Health Elijah Muchima says the figures show that cancer remains a major public health challenge in the country. Dr. Muchima says cervical cancer is a leading cancer burden, with around 3,600 new cases reported each year, despite the disease being largely preventable. He added that prostate cancer is the most common among men, accounting for more than 1,600 new cases annually, while breast cancer affects about 1,100 women every year. The minister further noted that childhood cancers, though often curable, continue to be diagnosed late, affecting treatment outcomes. He called for stronger efforts in cancer prevention, early detection, and improved access to treatment services. Dr. Muchima was speaking in Lusaka during the 2026 World Cancer Day commemoration held under the theme United by UNIC, which promotes person-centered cancer care. Minister for Development, Citizens First President Harry Kalawa says opposition unity efforts continue to fail because the former ruling Patriotic Front insists on dominating alliances instead of treating partners as equals. Mr. Kalawa says the PF often wants to lead, set the agenda and make decisions unilaterally, leaving other parties feeling undermined and irrelevant. He cited the collapse of the United Kwacha Alliance, UKA, saying it fell apart after some actors pushed to control leadership and dictate terms, leading to frustration among members. Mr. Kalawa said he recently raised the issue with PF Vice President Stephen Kampiongo, warning that unity cannot work if smaller parties are treated as mere escorts to power. He stressed that genuine unity requires inclusive dialogue, mutual respect and shared decision-making. He warned that without genuine cooperation, opposition parties risk heading into elections divided.
Look at it, so why did UKA collapse? UKA collapsed because outside players, especially from the former ruling party, there was a feeling that they are the ones that should lead UKA, they are the ones that should determine the terms of reference, they are the ones that should say this and that. And at the end of the day, members within UKA began feeling frustrated and thought that they were not as important as they thought they would contribute to the process. Now, if that issue is not looked at very critically, who will have a problem? I have said this to colleagues, even as late as last week, when I met Honorable Stephen Campion when we were putting to rest Parliament Chief Patrick with wife. I did tell him that for as long as there is this feeling that others should just escort you and accompany you to get back into power, there will be a problem.
In a separate development, Transparency International Zambia has questioned the ethical standing of Livingstone Mayor Constance Mulebayi following her fatal corruption charges, arguing that a favorable court outcome does not automatically resolve concerns about integrity in public office. The organization's executive director, Maurice Nyambe, said the credibility of the anti-corruption fight depends not only on judicial decisions, but also on the competence, diligence, and adequate restriction of investigation and prosecutorial agencies. Mr. Nyambe noted that the court's confirmation of the receipt of money linked to public official raises serious ethical concerns, pointing that such findings can erode public trust in local governance institutions. He stressed that from a moral and accountability standpoint, it is difficult to justify the mayor's continued stay in office, as public officials are expected to uphold the conduct that inspires confidence and transparency. The organization further maintained that individuals whose conduct raises corruption concerns, even where legal clearance has been granted, should consider stepping aside in the interest of public confidence. Mr. Nambe has since called on the UPND administration to strengthen the technical capacity of law enforcement and prosecution agencies and to implement reforms that ensure corruption is addressed through both legal action and strong ethical safeguards.
The government is not tested just by what is seen as punishable, but also by whether our official actions are able to inspire public confidence and to uphold the values of honesty, transparency, and professionalism. And given the circumstances of this case, as was said by the court, we find it very, very difficult to comprehend why, from an ethical point of view, the ministry continues to hold office, notwithstanding that she has been cleared on the legal side. Now, where one is public, and that has been found to be corrupt, as observed by the court itself, one should have the dignity to resign on account that they will no longer be able to inspire public confidence as regards their conduct in that office.
In another development, a tragic road traffic accident in Lusaka yesterday claimed the life of an 8-year-old girl and left another child seriously injured. The deceased, Blessing Zulu, resided in Nuala South and was a student at a local school. According to Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chinabi, Blessing suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. Mr. Chinabi said that the injured child, a 7-year-old girl from the same area and school, is currently receiving treatment at UTH. The accident occurred around 06:45 a.m. along New Kasama Road near Apex University in the Talala area. It involved a Toyota RAV4 registration number AJE8903 driven by 44-year-old Clara Chimbea from Talala. Preliminary investigations suggest that the accident happened when the driver attempted to overtake another vehicle, lost control and struck the two children. Blessing's body has been taken to the UTH mortuary, where it awaits a post-mortem examination while investigations into the incident are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service has extended its condolences to the family of the deceased child and wishes a speedy recovery to the injured child. Police have urged all road users to exercise caution, especially in areas frequented by children, to prevent tragic incidents in the future. In international news, dozens of people have been killed in a ferocious shooting attack on two villages in Nigeria's western state of Kwara, according to authorities and rights groups. The attack has also set fire to shops and homes, along with the residence of the traditional leader, forcing the residents of Moko and Yoho to flee. Local lawmaker Saidu Baba Ahmad told BBC Hausa. Officials have named jihadist groups and deployed an army battalion to Kwara's Kayama constituency. Tuesday's attack, one of several across Nigeria in the last few days, comes as the country's defense minister confirmed to the BBC that a small team of U.S. troops was in the country to help with intelligence and training. Still in international news, more than 108,000 evacuations have been reported by Morocco's interior ministry since heavy rains caused by water levels to rise to the Ksar El Kibir province last Friday. Morocco authorities, who are continuing emergency operations, have urged residents in flood-prone areas of the northwestern plains to leave immediately. Flood risks are increasing due to heavy rainfall, swollen rivers and additional water being released from sea dams. The number of people evacuated by authorities has reached 108,432, according to the Interior Minister. Helicopters have been deployed for rescue operations as rising water floods wells and villages in the northwest. The army has been deployed since Friday to assist with evacuations after a red alert was issued because of further heavy rainfall forecast this week. Morocco's Football Federation says it will appeal disciplinary sanctions and fines imposed by the Confederation of African Football after last month's chaotic Africa Cup of Nations final against Senegal. We take a short break and return shortly with the sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM. Your number one station.